So just to check, has everyone got a jelly baby? Or at least a jelly baby? So I've got quite a few left over here, so I'm going to be working my way through those for the rest of the service. Sorry? Okay. So what I want to do to start with is just ask a few people which colour jelly baby they picked and why. So I know I've just had a chat with Joseph about it, so I'm going to come to him first. So, Joseph, which colour did you pick?
Black.
And why?
Because they taste the best.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, what did you go for?
I picked orange because orange is the best flavour.
Oh, got differing opinions here. What did you go for?
I didn't have any.
Did you want one? Oh, okay.
Can I give my opinion again?
Right, go on. Which colour did you choose?
I chose
yellow because I love lemons and yellow, I think, is lemon.
Excellent. Anyone else? Josh?
I chose red because I just picked it out of random.
Okay, that's fine. Anyone else? Any of the grown-ups? Gonna have to run all the way to the back now. Rob, what did you go for?
I went for red because that's the third Enfield colours.
I didn't tell him to say that. Anyone else? Andy, what did you go for?
I chose green for Ireland, but I don't think I can eat it because I'm celiac and I'm, it might have been around a bit, that jelly baby.
Share it with someone else if you want to. Okay, anyone else? I'll come round. What did you go for?
Well, I thought I went for green. Because it will match what I'm wearing rather than being Ireland. But I think I might have got black, but I'm not sure because there's so much sugar on it. I can't tell.
That's definitely a green one, so you're okay there. All right. Anyone else? Okay, good. Okay, go on.
I chose red because it was the one on the top and it looked nice.
Good a reason as any. So we've heard a few different reasons why people chose the jelly babies that they did. Some people like the flavours, some people because of the colour, some people just chose at random. And for those of you who have chosen it just at random, maybe you like different flavours, if there was only one flavour of jelly beans in the bag, it'd probably be quite boring, wouldn't it? Yeah, you know, if you like different flavours, if you just had one flavour the whole time, it wouldn't be a very good bag. And just like those jelly babies are all different, they're different flavours, all of us are different. And God created all of us, and he created us all in a unique way. As I said, we're all different. We're all kinds of different shapes and sizes, genders, ages, nationalities, you know, have different hair colour, personalities, and so on. And if all of us had been made the same, I think that'd be pretty boring, wouldn't it? Just imagine if everyone in the world was exactly the same as you. What do you think that would be like? Maybe a good thing, maybe not, depending on your opinion. But it could be a pretty boring place to be if everyone was exactly the same as each other. And even though God made all of us differently, and we all have different characteristics, he loves each and every one of us exactly the same. And you know, no matter who you are, what you look like, where you've come from, or anything that you've done in your life, God loves you. He loves each person here and each person everywhere. And there's nothing that you can do that will make God love you any less. But just as God loves all of us, he also calls on us to love our neighbour. And that's not just the person that lives next in the house next door to us, but he calls on us to love everyone. And to demonstrate this, we're going to hear a story from the Bible. So this is a thing called a parable. So this is a story that Jesus told. But to help us tell this story, we need some volunteers again. So I need 5 volunteers altogether. So let's have... Go on, Moses, you come up. Josh, you can come up. Emeka. Any of the girls want to come up? No? Go on, Holly, come up. One more person. Let's have Nathan. Nathan can come up. In fact, Lewis, you can come up as well. We'll have 6. Right, so if you just stand in line for me to start with. So move along that way a bit. This isn't at all rehearsed or anything like that, so we'll see what happens. So, Moses, you are going to be a man. So, can you give me your best impression of a man? Good, that's good. It's good enough for me. Josh and Lewis, you're going to be robbers. So, can you give me your best impressions of a robber? Okay, that'll do. Nathan, you can be a priest. So, can you give me the impression of a priest? Very good. Emeka, you're going to be a person called a Levite. So this is a kind of religious person. So you don't have to do an impression if you don't want to. And Holly, you are going to be a Samaritan. Now, it's probably a bit of a hard thing to do an impression of, but it'll all become clear a bit later on. So the way we're going to start is if the 5 of you kind of go to the side, and then Moses... You stand in the middle for me, and then the rest of you go to the side. So, as I said, this is a story from the Bible. It's from a book called Luke, and this is a story. So, just then, a religious scholar stood up with a question to test Jesus. "Teacher, what do I need to do to get eternal life?" He answered, "What is written in God's law? How do you interpret it?" He said that you love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and muscle and intelligence, and that you love your neighbor as well as you do yourself. "Good answer," said Jesus. "Do it and you'll live." Looking for a loophole, he asked, "And just how would you define neighbor?" So Jesus answered by telling a story. There was once a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, he was attacked by some robbers. They beat him up. Don't actually beat him up. They beat him up and went off, leaving him half dead. Well, let's have an R for Moses. Luckily, a priest was on his way down the same road. But when he saw him, he angled across to the other side. So you just ignore him and carry on walking. Then a Levite religious man showed up. He also avoided the injured man. This is Oscar-winning stuff here. A Samaritan travelling down the road came across him. When the Samaritan saw the man's condition, her heart went out to him. She gave him first aid, disinfecting and bandaging his wounds. So just pretend to put a bandage on him. Then He lifted him onto his donkey. So just help him up. Led him to an inn and made him comfortable. So if you just, like, the inn is over here. So take him to sit on the chair. In the morning, the Samaritan took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take good care of him. If it costs any more, put it on my bill. I'll pay you on my way back." And Jesus said, "What do you think? Which of the 3 became a neighbor to the man attacked by robbers?" So what do we think? Which one of those was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by the robbers? Do we reckon it was the priest? No? The Levite? Yes? Or maybe, is that because he's your brother? Okay. How about the Samaritan? So, it was the Samaritan. Jesus said, "The one who treated him kind," or the religious scholar replied, "the one who treated him kindly." And Jesus said, "Go and do the same." So, thank you everyone for your help. You can go and sit down now. Let's give them a clap. So in the story, as we've just heard, the 2 people, the priest and the religious man, who we might think had been expected to help that beaten up man, just passed him by. But the Samaritan, the 3rd person, has come along, cares for him and helps him. And Jesus then challenges us at the end of that story to go and do the same, to be a neighbour by loving and caring those around us. And sometimes it might be difficult, you know, people can do things that upset us. We can have arguments with other people. Sometimes we might have arguments with our friends. I'm sure some of you that have brothers and sisters probably find them a bit annoying from time to time. Is that right? Yeah, there's lots of nodding going on down there. Mainly from the ones who have brothers that are here. So, you know, sometimes, as I say, people do things to upset us. But Jesus calls on us to love our neighbour. And if we can do our bit to be a bit more loving and caring towards other people, towards those around us, then the world will surely be a better place. And I wonder what we might be able to do to try to achieve that in our own lives. But to close, just to go back to the start of this section, with the when we gave out the jelly babies, if there's just one thing that you take away from this whole service this morning, it's that each of you is special to God, and that God loves you no matter what.